Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Psalm 20, as we said yesterday, is one of our favorite psalms. In fact, we strongly encourage you to personalize it. Go to haroldherring.com, double-click on Personalized Scriptures, where you can personalize this psalm along with eight other groupings of Scripture. Now, we started talking about yesterday on this call about, how God looks out for us. We're going to do a brief review, and then we're going to finish the seven reasons that everything is going to be all right. Number one.
The Lord hears you in times of trouble. God always hears you when you call. We know that. Just as a parent hears their baby when it cries, needs attention or loving care, our Heavenly Father always hears and responds to our voice, even when we're not aware that He is. The Lord is watching us and listening for our voice. And in Psalm 34, verse 17, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their distresses and troubles." The Lord is not only watching and listening for you, He will deliver you out of your distress, trouble, and adversity. Child of God, you and I have the ultimate first responder to any emergencies we encounter.
Number two. God's name will defend you. The name of God is a defense. Hallelujah. Think about that. Psalm 20, verse 1 in the Amplified Classic. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the Lord the God of Jacob set you on high and defend you. Can somebody say hallelujah? Number three, God will help you from His sanctuary. Hebrews 8:2. A2, Message Bible. In essence, we have just one high priest. We have such a high priest, as the scripture says. Authoritative, right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. There's a place where you're safe, I'm safe, we are safe, where the enemy can't reach us. It's God's sanctuary. Number four. God will strengthen you out of Zion. God will strengthen you out of Zion. Psalm 20, verse 2. Psalm 20, verse 2, Classic Amplified. Send you help from the sanctuary and support and refresh and strengthen you from Zion. Hallelujah. And the fifth point we covered yesterday was this. The Lord will fulfill all your petitions. He will fulfill all your petitions. That's where we come to Psalm 20, verse 5.
Psalm 20, verse 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "We will shout in triumph at your salvation and victory, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions." According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for petitions is H4682, and it means request, petition, desire, and it's found only one other time in Scripture, and that's in Matthew 21, verse 22 in the Classic Amplified Bible, where it says, "And whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive." Wow, that is shouting material right there. Hallelujah. Now let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
Number six, God will hear from heaven. God will hear from heaven. Psalm 20, verse 6. Psalm 20, verse 6, New Living Translation. "Now I know that the Lord rescues His anointed king. He will answer him from his holy heaven and rescue him from his great power, by his great power." get a hold of this next statement. God is about to flex his muscles on your behalf. Now, don't you know that just terrifies the devil? It really does. Exodus 6:6 in the Amplified Bible. Accordingly, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will free you from their bondage, and I will rescue you with an outstretched arm, with special and vigorous action, and by mighty acts of judgment. Are you hearing this? God will free us from bondage. The Hebrew word for bondage, H5647, that means to compel to labor or work, cause to labor, cause to serve, to cause to serve as subjects. Debt, disease, depression, disappointment, despondency, discouragement. All of these words represent bondage because they're used by the enemy to keep you from living to keep you from living the life God wants you to, and to keep you living a meager existence, never fulfilling your God-inspired and creative potential for success. This type of bondage will cause you to, it will never cause you to rise to any challenge. You'll always acquiesce to the lowest standard, feeling that you're not worthy of success or even to taste the precious promises God has for your life. But God, I love saying that, but God is about to turn things around for you and free you from bondage.
Number 7, God is our trust. Let's look at Psalm 20, verse 7 once again, where it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. There are just too many believers who are looking for someone other than the Lord for their financial deliverance. Some trust in chariots, might be jobs and retirement accounts, some kind of security. Millions of Americans and other folks around the world are discovering that they can no longer trust in their job to provide the necessary income to pay their bills and care for their family. It seems that each passing day brings more reports of job losses, layoffs, and things that are going on around the economy, but there was a time when people based their lives and financial stability on what we call the 40-50-40 plan. They work for their employer for 40 hours a week, for 50 weeks a year, for 40 years, and then they lived off the company's retirement plan. But those days are gone for so long that even the young people don't remember them anymore. Technological advances and the changing and global economy have drastically altered the traditional career path for every worker that exists, really. The good old days of employment security and plans are just that, the good old days. Yesterday is gone forever. Our trust can no longer be in our jobs and retirement accounts. Truthfully, our trust should never have been there in the first place. Some trust in horses, according to the scripture. That might be the federal government. There are people who think the federal government will solve all their financial problems. They're in for a big shock. As believers, our deliverance has never come out of Egypt, Egypt being the world financial system in the Bible. And truthfully, it never will. Our best hope and the only hope we should place our confidence in and our trust is symbolized really by the words found on our own money, in God we trust. Psalm 125, verse 1 says, they that trust the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. The Living Bible translation of that verse, Psalm 125, 1, says it this way, unmoved by any circumstances. We're not moved by circumstances when we really put our trust in the Lord God. First, we must trust God's word. Numbers 23, verse 19, in the classic Amplified Bible, I love it. God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie, neither the son of man that he should feel repentance or compunction for what he has promised. Has he said and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken and shall he not make it good?
Second, we must trust God's abilities. Jeremiah 32, 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Hallelujah. When we trust God, we're also trusting his ability to do what he says he will do. Third, we have to trust God's intentions. Jeremiah 29:11, New International Version. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
Fourth, we must trust God's track record. Think of this. There is no record of failure or of not doing what he said he would do. 2 Timothy 1:7 in the Classic Amplified says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice and craving and cringing and fawning fear, but he, now listen to this, he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Even if we're feeling the heat of the creditors breathing down our neck, we have to remember God can bring us out of the fire. If he's done it before, he'll do it again. What the enemy means for harm, God can turn to good by setting the captives free.
Fifth, trust he will make it up to us. Everything that the enemy's taken from us. Proverbs 6:31, strong scripture, strong. King James. If he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Hallelujah. Listen, we need to hold the enemy accountable in the court of heaven. We need to identify the thief. We do. Bev and I pray for the sevenfold restoration of everything the enemy has stolen from partners in this ministry. As we lay hands on your letters and emails, print them out and lay hands on them, pray over them. Truthfully, we can feel the hurt, the frustration, and even in some cases, the anger over things that have been stolen. What we have to focus on, and the Lord told me very dramatically one day. In 2008, after the stock market went south, somebody asked me how much money, did I lose a lot of money? And my answer was, I lost more money than my grandfather made in his lifetime. And the Lord pulled me over and gave me a spiritual ticket. He said, don't ever say that again. Don't ever say that again. And he made it very clear that when I lose something, we lose something. What we have to focus on is not what we've lost, but what we're going to gain in the sevenfold restoration if we only trust God and his word. And that's what we'll do. And that's exactly how we can know that everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. And let me tell you now, you're going to want to listen to tomorrow's call. I finished it early this morning. You're going to want to listen to it. Till then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
God bless you. Thank you for your support. And goodbye.